Hemorrhoids Treatment Online. Our team of experienced healthcare professionals is dedicated to providing you with the support and guidance you need to treat hemorrhoids effectively from the comfort and privacy of your home. At Mobi Doctor, we prioritize your well-being, and we're here to empower you with the knowledge and resources to take control of your hemorrhoid symptoms and get back to living your life to the fullest. What are hemorrhoids? Hemorrhoids, also known as piles, are swollen veins in the lower part of your rectum or around your anus. Normally, these veins help control bowel movements, but when they become swollen or irritated, they can cause discomfort or pain. Hemorrhoids happen when too much pressure is put on these veins. This can occur if you strain when going to the bathroom, sit for a long time, or during pregnancy. When the veins swell up, they may cause itching, soreness, or pain. It's important to remember that you're not alone in this. Hemorrhoids are very common and can affect many people. They aren't usually dangerous and can often be treated with simple remedies, like eating more fiber or using over-the-counter creams. Understanding what hemorrhoids are helps us know how to deal with them. Types of hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are classified into different types based on their location. The main types are internal, external, prolapsed, and thrombosed hemorrhoids. Each type can cause different symptoms, ranging from mild to more painful. Internal hemorrhoids. Internal hemorrhoids form inside the rectum, which is the part of your body that connects the large intestine to your anus. You usually can't see or feel internal hemorrhoids, which don't hurt because there aren't many pain nerves. The main sign of internal hemorrhoids is bleeding, which can show up as bright red blood on toilet paper or in the toilet after you go to the bathroom. External hemorrhoids. External hemorrhoids form under the skin around your anus. These are easier to notice because they can cause itching, swelling, and pain. Sitting down or having a bowel movement may make them more uncomfortable. Sometimes external hemorrhoids can also bleed. Prolapsed hemorrhoids. A prolapsed hemorrhoid happens when an internal hemorrhoid gets so swollen that it sticks out of the anus. These can be uncomfortable or painful. Sometimes they go back inside on their own or may need to be gently pushed back in. Thrombosed hemorrhoids. Thrombosed hemorrhoids are external hemorrhoids with a blood clot inside them. This makes them swollen, painful, and sometimes purple or blue. While they can be very painful, they aren't usually dangerous. Understanding the types of hemorrhoids can help you recognize the symptoms and decide when to seek treatment. Most hemorrhoids can be managed with simple care, but more serious cases, like prolapsed or thrombosed hemorrhoids, may need medical attention. Symptoms of hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids can cause different symptoms depending on where they are located. They are swollen veins in and around your anus or rectum, and they can lead to some uncomfortable issues. Internal hemorrhoid symptoms. Internal hemorrhoids are inside the rectum and usually don't cause pain. Many people don't even know they have them. However, if there are symptoms, you may see bright red blood on toilet paper, in your stool, or in the toilet. Sometimes internal hemorrhoids can prolapse, meaning they bulge out of the anus during a bowel movement. This can feel uncomfortable, but the bump can be gently pushed back inside. External hemorrhoid symptoms. External hemorrhoids occur under the skin around the anus. These are more likely to cause symptoms like itching, swelling, and pain. You might also feel a hard lump near the anus, which can be sore or tender. Sitting for a long time might make the discomfort worse. Sometimes, a blood clot can form in external hemorrhoids, causing thrombosed hemorrhoids, which can be very painful. Common symptoms of hemorrhoids. Whether internal or external, hemorrhoids can cause itching, swelling, and bleeding. Most hemorrhoids aren't dangerous and can improve independently after a few days. However, if the bleeding is heavy or if the symptoms don't improve after a week, it's important to see a doctor to make sure there's nothing else wrong. Hemorrhoids are common, but knowing the symptoms can help you manage them better. Causes of hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids happen when the veins around your anus or lower rectum become swollen from too much pressure. There are many reasons this pressure can build up. Here are some common causes. 1. Straining during bowel movements. Pushing too hard when trying to poop is a major cause of hemorrhoids. This puts extra pressure on the veins in your rectum, making them swell. 2. Constipation or diarrhea. Both constipation, when it's hard to poop, and diarrhea, loose stools, can cause hemorrhoids. Constipation often leads to straining, while diarrhea can irritate the area and cause swelling. 3. Sitting too long. Sitting for a long time, especially on the toilet, can add pressure on the veins in your lower rectum, leading to hemorrhoids. 4th pregnancy. When you're pregnant, the growing baby and uterus put extra pressure on the veins in the pelvis. This can cause hemorrhoids, which are common during pregnancy. 5. Aging. As people get older, the tissues that support the veins in the rectum and anus can weaken, making it easier for hemorrhoids to develop. People over 45 are more likely to get hemorrhoids. 6. Lifting heavy objects. Lifting heavy items, either in the gym or while working, can cause strain and increase pressure in the abdomen, leading to hemorrhoids. 7. Low-fiber diet. Not eating enough fiber can lead to hard stools, making it harder to poop. This increases the chances of straining and developing hemorrhoids. 8. Being overweight. Carrying extra weight puts more pressure on your lower body, including the veins around your anus, which can cause hemorrhoids. 9. Anal intercourse. This can irritate the tissues around the anus, which can lead to hemorrhoids or make existing hemorrhoids worse. Preventing hemorrhoids involves eating more fiber, drinking plenty of water, and avoiding straining when pooping. If you experience hemorrhoid symptoms, a doctor can help you find the best treatment. Hemorrhoids diagnosis. Diagnosing hemorrhoids is usually straightforward and involves a few simple tests. If you have symptoms like pain, swelling, or bleeding, your doctor can use different methods to determine whether you have hemorrhoids and what type they are. Physical exam. For external hemorrhoids, the doctor may just look at the area around your anus. They will check for any lumps, swelling, or irritated skin. This is a quick and easy check to see if there are visible hemorrhoids. Digital rectal exam. The doctor may do a digital rectal exam to check for internal hemorrhoids. This means they will put on a glove, add some lubrication, and gently insert their finger into your rectum to feel for anything unusual, like swollen veins or lumps. This test helps the doctor find internal hemorrhoids or other problems. Anoscopy. If more information is needed, the doctor might use an anoscope, which is a small lighted tube that lets them look inside your anus and lower rectum. This helps them see any internal hemorrhoids. It's a simple test that can be done in the doctor's office. Sigmoidoscopy. The doctor may suggest a sigmoidoscopy to examine your colon more thoroughly. This test uses a small, flexible tube with a light to check your rectum and the lower part of your colon for hemorrhoids or other issues, like polyps. It helps the doctor determine what's causing your symptoms. Colonoscopy. If your doctor thinks more testing is needed, especially if you have risk factors for other diseases, they might perform a colonoscopy. This test examines your entire colon using a long, flexible tube with a camera. It can help check for hemorrhoids, signs of colon cancer, or other conditions. These tests help doctors ensure hemorrhoids and not something more serious cause your symptoms. Most of these exams are quick and don't hurt, though they might feel uncomfortable. Your doctor will recommend the best test based on your symptoms to help you get the right treatment. Treatment of hemorrhoids. Treating hemorrhoids depends on how serious they are. Mild cases often get better with simple home treatments, but more severe hemorrhoids may need medical help. Here's how you can treat hemorrhoids. Home treatments. If your hemorrhoids are mild, you can try these home remedies to feel better. Eat more fiber. Adding more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to your diet helps soften your poop, making it easier to pass without straining. Drink plenty of water. Staying hydrated makes it easier to have smooth bowel movements, which can reduce the pain from hemorrhoids. Use creams and ointments. Over-the-counter OTC creams with hydrocortisone or witch hazel can help relieve itching and swelling. Sitz baths. Soak the affected area in warm water for 10 to 15 minutes a few times a day. This helps soothe irritation and reduce pain. Use ice packs. Applying an ice pack to the swollen area can help ease pain and swelling. Non-surgical treatments. If your hemorrhoids are more painful or won't go away with home treatments, doctors can perform quick procedures that don't require surgery. Rubber band ligation. A small rubber band is placed around the hemorrhoid to cut off its blood supply, causing it to shrink and fall off. Sclerotherapy. A doctor injects a chemical into the hemorrhoid to make it shrink. Infrared coagulation. Heat or light is used to shrink the hemorrhoid by cutting off its blood supply. Surgical treatments. For larger or more severe hemorrhoids, surgery may be necessary. Hemorrhoidectomy. In this surgery, the hemorrhoid is completely removed. It's the best option for serious cases, but may cause pain afterwards. Stapling. This method is used for internal hemorrhoids. The doctor uses a special tool to staple the hemorrhoid, cutting off its blood supply and shrinking it. When to see a doctor? If your hemorrhoids don't get better after a week of home treatment, or if you have severe pain or bleeding, it's important to see a doctor. They can help decide the best treatment for you. Most hemorrhoids improve with home remedies, but medical options are available to help you feel better if they don't. Hemorrhoids prevention. You can prevent hemorrhoids by making some simple changes to your daily habits. Hemorrhoids happen when the veins in your rectum or around your anus swell, often due to too much pressure. Here are some easy ways to lower your chances of getting them. 1. Eat more fiber. Eating foods high in fiber helps keep your stools soft, which makes it easier to poop without straining. Good sources of fiber include fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, and nuts. Try to eat 25 to 35 grams of fiber each day. If you can't get enough fiber from food, you can take supplements like Metamucil or Citracel to help. 2. Drink plenty of water. Staying hydrated helps prevent constipation, which makes pooping easier. Drink at least 8 glasses of water daily to keep your stools soft. Fruits and vegetables also contain water, which can help you stay hydrated. 3. Don't strain on the toilet. Straining to poop puts a lot of pressure on your veins and can lead to hemorrhoids. Take your time and avoid pushing too hard. It can also help to put your feet on a small stool while sitting on the toilet to make pooping easier. 4. Go when you feel the urge. Don't wait to use the bathroom when you feel like going. Holding it in can make your stool harder and more difficult to pass, leading to straining. 5. Stay active. Exercise helps keep your digestion regular and prevents constipation. Try to get some physical activity each day, like walking or playing a sport. Being active also helps you maintain a healthy weight, which can lower the risk of hemorrhoids. 6. Don't sit for too long. Sitting for long periods, especially on the toilet, can increase pressure on your veins and lead to hemorrhoids. If you sit a lot, try to stand up and move around regularly. 7. Keep a healthy weight. Being overweight can put extra pressure on the veins in your lower body, which can cause hemorrhoids. Eating healthy and staying active can help you keep a healthy weight and prevent this. Making these small changes can help prevent hemorrhoids and keep your body healthy. If you notice symptoms, talk to a doctor for advice on what to do next.